It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to a new edition of Showtime with Coop, insightful BS with my Laker teammates and friends and NBA legends. Today, we are doing a solo thing, Nick.
I love it.
Because we have a lot to talk about. I don't think any guest, especially a Laker guest, would want to come on after the debacle last night, but I'm going to push through it. My soul is hurt. Thought about the Lakers winning this series, and I even thought that going into the game last night, because I just figured they played so well in Denver, and then that second game was a heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
A lot of steam out of their sails. But so we're doing a solo, Nick, and we are going to just talk a little bit about the Lakers. We're going to talk a lot about the Celtics, and then we're going to do our Would You Three players,
bench cut, start
and cut. Trade. Yes.
Cut, bench, cut. Start.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, the Lakers, it is, very sad to see that this situation is going down. You know, I'm a Laker fan to the end. I'm not going to go out on that weak, brittle limb and say the Lakers can still win the championship. I think now it's just about Lakers not being swept. I see you grinning, Nick, and that's not a good thing to do. But I understand circumstances, because I would be grinning if this was the Celtics was in this. Actually, I would be grinning. I'd be laughing my fucking ass off.
I already did that this morning.
I'm glad you did it behind the scenes. See, I would have did it on camera.
I know you.
The Lakers' situation is very, very bleak right now. They've run up against a team for some reason that they just can't figure out how to win. They've lost 10 games in a row to this team. That means all the games in regular season over the last 2 years, and then 4 games last year in the playoffs, and it looks like it's going to happen again. And I don't know what Darvin Ham does now. I change the lineup. I don't think that anything will happen other than just going out there and playing as hard as you can. And obviously, you got to make shots. And if they don't do that, then look for another sweep. And that's not bad. That's bad for the Lakers, because I think things will have to change. Management's going to have to shake something up and change this team, because it's not good enough.
Cool. When are fans okay to start saying maybe the LeBron era has not been a success? I mean, they have one title. It's kind of been a disaster.
That's a success to me. If you get one, he can't, you know, as he gets older, he can't do it by himself.
I hate to say it doesn't count, but.
See, you're a hater, man. You know, that's the bad thing about you. You're a LeBron hater, dude. And that is wrong, because that man, you know what? I am so impressed with his play. But
he's incredible
by himself. He can't do it by himself. We thought AD was going to be able to help, but you know what? AD has some kind of something against the Joker, because this guy just dominates the hell out of him.
I mean, and I saw one
stat, because AD, I don't think he's blocked one of Joker's shots. I don't think.
How do you go 30, 20, and 10? Like, I mean, this guy is just incredible, Joker. I mean, he's had multiple stat lines like that in the last couple weeks, even going back into the regular season. So it's not like the Lakers are losing a chump change here. I mean, they are the defending champions, and they do give me agita when I think about having to go up against them, because the Celtics haven't
what?
Done agita. That's like Italian slang for sick stomach.
You're gonna go foreign language on us now, okay?
Coop, I mean, like, I'm worried about them. I can't say, you know, you can't destroy LA for losing to Denver, but they've got to be respectful. One game would be a good thing, and I think they'll get that. They have the next game.
What game do you think they're going to win?
They have what, game four right now in Los Angeles, don't they? In the next 2 days,
which is Saturday.
Yeah, Celtics play Saturday too. I think that's got to be the game. Obviously, they're down 3-0.
You know what? Like I told you,
you think they're already on vacation?
I think they're going to get swept. Denver is that good. And that's unfortunate. I mean, not unfortunate. Unfortunate for Laker fans and us, but fortunate for the Denver fans. But no, that team's a machine, man. And
Coop,
for some reason, they just have the Lakers number.
The Lakers fan base is like in civil war, though, with the Kobe fans and the LeBron fans. It's just been a weird season over there.
Yeah, it's weird. And
But, Coop, the highlight of last night's game, so unfortunately it was a loss, but, dude, like, when I woke up this morning and saw my it's so fucking funny that I co-host a show with a Lakers legend, and I am, like, a Celtic super fan. And I'm, like, getting up in the morning all the time and looking at what happened last night at the Lakers, at the Crypto. Man, did I get, as an NBA history fan, I got a surprise this morning. And I think you got one last night. Tell everybody.
You know what it was? I knew that the Lakers wanted me to hand out the ball at the pregame basketball, but I didn't know they had all that set up. But what they did is they honored me for going into the Hall of Fame, and they did it in a way that just really surprised me. I went into that, and Worthy's that. Well, I knew James was going to be there because he works with Spectrum, and they were doing the game. But Magic came out, the captain came out, Byron Scott came out, AC Green was there, and Kurt Rambis, and you know,
and Jamal Wilkes.
Oh yeah, forgot about Silky Wilkes. Jamal Wilkes was there, and man, that brought back so many great memories of transition basketball, of camaraderie, of togetherness, of fucking winning, man.
Yes.
And you know what? You could take that group right there and give us 30, 35 years ago, we whooped the shit out of Denver, man.
I think you would. Yeah,
we would get them, but that is not to be, because we're all old now.
Yeah, but looking at you guys last night, though, every which one of you look really good for your age. Our Celtics have not aged well. But anyway, well, go ahead.
You know what? A mathematician put together all our practice time, summertime, exhibition games, games during the season, games in the playoffs, all that. A mathematician put all that together. And myself, Magic, Worthy, I believe it was Byron Scott was in there. We ran around the world 3.5 times.
That's insane.
We gotta look good. We're in very good shape. Everything.
You're all look. Even Kareem, who's not been the healthiest, he looks terrific. I mean, yeah. Jamal Wilkes. How old is Silk?
Silk, I believe, is probably, I'm 68. Silk is probably about 74, 75, somewhere
looks
in that
great
line. But
looks
Silk
great.
Looked good. He's had some issues, but he's a great job recovering. So, but it was fun. It
Coop,
was fun.
Kurt Rambis was there. I forgot. I saw Rambis, I thought.
Yeah, Rambis was there. Superman was there. I can't wait for him to put his glasses on and let's get it on, man. But it was truly an affair that kind of brought tears to my eyes, because again, like I said, and I'll keep saying, I never thought my journey would lead to the Hall of Fame, and for it to finally be there and them doors to open up to where I'm going in, man, my teammates had a lot to do with it. And the fans, they fans really were appreciative of what we did and how we played. And, you know, I tell people, I say, you know what, the people that grew up, came up with us, and the fans of that era, I said, you know, what we have done is made these years tolerable, you
yes
know, because what we did, we won. No way Denver would have swept us, and we got swept, but there was always, you know, we got swept,
you got swept
by
swept once, right?
Got swept by the Pistons
and the Sixers,
but we were injured. We had players injured. Yeah. It was the Pistons, we had Magic and Byron out, and then yep. When it was The Sixers, we had Norm and McAdoo were hurt. We've never had a loaded team and lost. I mean, or at least we won a game. You know, you're not going to win all the time,
You
but
never lo you never got swept in the first round, that's for sure.
no.
Ever. Ever.
So,
No.
but what's going
I mean,
on
that
now,
the
though?
closest would wait, the closest probably would have been the conference finals, like not the NBA finals, right? Against Houston. When you laid on the floor like this when Ralph hit that shot.
But Nick, we won a fucking game. What are you talking about? We won a
Well,
game.
it was a, I said the closest, it was a gentleman's sweep. You don't like that because you're on the
All
bad
right,
side of
Nick, we're moving on. I see you making me
the
mad. I come through the screen and choke
Don't
the
be
shit out
mad. Don't be mad. I'm busting
of
ass here.
No,
So
I
what,
mean,
yeah.
yeah. Nick, this is all about love, man. You know that. But I'm gonna always have a little tinge of hate for you because you're a
I
Boston
like, I was
fan.
saying,
That's
that's
what I'm
why we're
talking
good.
about.
That's why we're
Yeah,
good.
exactly.
So did the
And
crowd re how did the crowd react, Coop?
very good. And you know what the funny part about it is that probably I would say 80% of that crowd never saw us play.
Yeah, isn't that
You know,
crazy?
never saw us play. So, but again, I think they were reacting because we were former Lakers. But
Oh, Coop, don't kid yourself. They're all on YouTube. I mean, listen, I see the comments on your I stalk your Instagram and your Twitter. I see the this is not new from the fit. The fans have been begging the Hall of Fame to induct you for as long as I've known you 5 years. I mean, as long as I've known you, it's been all the fans have. I mean, your play is number one. But the fans have really had your back. It warms my heart when I see how much fans love you. And that we're not talking old people. We're talking a variety of age.
And you know what, Nick? The thing about it is, and somebody made me realize this, and I think I said this our last show, the Basketball Hall of Fame is not the NBA
That's
Basketball
right.
Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame of basketball, and it's your body of work of giving back to this game. So in that respect, I stand among the giants in that area as far as the things that I've done to help this game and move the game
Absolutely.
forward, and especially with the WNBA. So I am very,
And the
very
G League.
thankful of that. And you know, it was a great night last night. Once we finished and we went up to the suites, we got up to the suites.
You were dancing, I saw.
Oh yeah. And then all the
I was like
Lakers,
before.
listen, the LA Sparks had their first round picks up there. I got a
Oh,
chance to meet
wow,
the
man.
new WNBA, I mean the new Sparks general manager Reagan, a young lady that I admire and have great respect for. Got a chance to meet with Coach Kurt, who came from Connecticut and is coaching the team now. And it was nice to see, and they were all up there being supportive because you know what? The Sparks and the Lakers are connected. Although they're not owned by the buses anymore, we're still connected, and that connection runs deep. And I can't wait for the WNBA season to start now that the Lakers season is
Oh,
over.
you know what, though? I can't wait either, though. I mean, that's one thing well, we'll talk about Larry in a minute, but I asked him about Caitlin Clark. He said he's tuning into every game. She's in Indiana now, you know? I can't wait for the I'm so happy for the WNBA finally getting some of their credit. But back to you for a minute. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, PTI, Wilbon and Kornheiser. It warmed my heart to see a lot of these old heads, right, that are older than me and you and I, saying you deserve to be in there and it's long overdue. And Bob Ryan is stingy, man. He does
Hey,
not give that out.
you know what? I love Bob. He actually texts me now. Now that we've exchanged
Now
numbers,
your
Nick, we've
buddies.
had connection. I've always loved Bob. I mean, even when we were playing, he was a great writer. I didn't like some of the things he would say about us, but you have to respect him because that's his job. But I mean, I
He
love
loves
Bob,
you.
and
He
Bob is,
loves you.
yeah. So
And
it was
he was out to see
fun.
you recently, right? I mean, he came out there, didn't he?
Yeah, we did the Larry Bird
Larry
thing. So I
Bird.
got a chance to
Yeah.
sit down with him for about 45 minutes and got a different perspective of Bob and hearing him because he, you know what? I mean, he's like you, Nick. He's nothing purple and gold. He doesn't see
No.
that. All he sees is green, but very respectful
Yes.
of our team, the Laker team, because of the respect and professionalism we played with. And you know what? No better competition other than the Lakers and Celtics. And fans to this day, because of what we did there, still want to see those two teams meet for a championship.
They do. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's no coincidence the NBA schedules double headers with the Lakers and the Celtics still to this day. I mean, Saturday there's a double header. And I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. I mean, I know you're really happy where you're at now, but I heard Michael Wilbon is, implying that the NBA team should start taking a look at you for coaching. Is that something you'd ever do again, go back to the NBA?
You know what? I would seriously consider it, but I think It's basketball, but it's a different kind of basketball. And today's players have a different mindset than the players that we, played. And so it would be, I think it would be challenging to coach today's players because they have a little bit more oomph, and ownership is going to side with them before, but it would be challenging in the sense of, could I get these young men to play the way basketball is to be played? But it's not anything I'm losing sleep about. And
No.
if it were to happen, it for me, it would have to be the right team. And what is the right team? Let's put it this way. What is the
What's the
wrong team?
wrong team?
The wrong team would be teams like the Pelicans.
Memphis.
New Orleans, I think, would be difficult to coach simply because, I mean, the Pelicans, because of Zion. These guys, is he hurt for real? I mean, or is he injured? And see, that's the thing. These guys now feel that, and again, I'm just assuming because I know this game. These guys now feel that I have to, in order for me to play a game, I have to feel no pain.
Is that even
I can't be
possible?
hurting. I got to do my thing. But if I get a little twinge or something like that, then I got to sit out. And that's not where I'm from. You give it the old schooners try and you get out there. And again, you don't want these kids to hurt
Somebody
themselves.
hurt, right?
Get yourself something, man. So
Yeah. All I know is Coop, you would have their respect because of your playing days, for sure, because of what you've done, and I think your assistant staff would take a lot. But you're right. I think that it could be very, very frustrating for you, because even as vocal as you are, I don't know that coaches could be that vocal anymore. I mean, it's just
I was listening. When you hear that sound of the game that they have when they show these things, you know what? Today's basketball is about, excuse this the way I'm going to say this, is to mind fuck these guys. You got to talk to them. Hey, come on. No. When we were being coached, Riley would give us a play, and we knew what we had to do. We knew if we didn't play hard, he's going to sit us down.
He's
And
gonna
every now and
kill
then he
you.
goes, come on, you guys got to have a little bit of fire. But now all these guys, you guys got this. Come on, you can do it. We got to get back on you. It's like telling them again, you got to get back in transition. No, them are all no-brainers. We know we got to do that. If you do that well, you're going to win games. So it would be difficult. And again, I think now when we grew up, when we came up in the NBA, we only had the head coach and two assistants. Now,
Now
15 guys, there's a bench
three
behind the
rows.
bench.
Yeah, there's three rows. I can't, when I go to cover Celtics games, it is incredible. I think about Red Auerbach and think he would roll over in his grave. He was the coach, assistant, and trainer.
Bill Sharman, too, would
Bill
do
Sherman
the
too.
same.
And I mean, these guys, there's two rows behind them of coaches. Then there's handlers. Don't forget the players' handlers. That shocks me, because when I was full time on the beat, wasn't that long ago, it was just before COVID, there was none of that. There were no friggin' guys on the side handing Jason Tatum a cup of Gatorade. I mean, this is what his job is, this guy.
And Nick, they got guys sitting back there with computers for the replay. And
Yeah.
so, look, if I'm looking at the game and I'm a coach, I can say, okay, we got to replay that. But the coach now runs over to
I have
them,
to run
so
over to
you
the assistant. Should we do it? I
replay
see it. And enough. It's incredible.
It's
The
incredible.
game today has its own charm and beauty to it, right? I'll still go back to your era, bro, all day long. I mean, I
I think it started
still.
changing like the late 2000s, right about there, where things started changing because it was still
COVID really
like that
changed
again.
it,
Yeah, it
Coop.
did. That put a lockdown on
I mean,
everything.
that really, not just the lockdown, but the mentality of the players. And I think the way that I think, and I don't take this the wrong way, because I was a big, I'm a big BLM guy, but I think even the protests, all that being wrapped up in one that year, just mind fucked them. You know what I mean? And but hey, it is what it is today. I like that the NBA is eliminating all the ticky-tack fouls. But how do you coach games now when you don't know what is a foul and what's not? Just mid-season, they decided to cut the scores, right? I don't know, bro. All I know is good.
No, I think the refereeing has been great. I really do. I think they're doing a
Because they're
good
letting
job
them
of
play
letting these guys
physical.
play. I love it. I think they're letting
I
them
do
bang a little
too.
bit. And to me, that's the fun part because now the NBA is a man's game.
Yes.
And if you want to stay a kid, stay in college where they call a little ticky tack. But no, in the NBA, you got to go to the basket and score. And I think the officials are letting the players make plays to win games. And I think that's the thing I enjoy. So,
What's been remarkable, Coop, is to watch the players' reaction to the new refereeing style because it came out of nowhere. And
yeah.
like, I mean, we could I'll talk about LeBron bitching and whining and AD all day, but Tatum is a whiner. He's another one. So my guys whine too, you
They're all
know?
superstars on every team. Murray
But it's
whined. The
so
only one that
bad
don't
now,
whine
Coop.
is Joker. I like that. He may
Joker.
say something every night, but that fucking Joker plays. He plays through it and he plays on. And
Better than Bird? Is he
can't
better than
whine.
Bird, Joker?
I think he's equivalent to Bird as a center
Yeah.
because obviously, you know, he's really slow out on that perimeter.
He's
What I
so
try to think
unathletic.
about with him is how would Joker guard Kareem, Elijah Wan? You know, the
I don't think
bigs
he
in our
could.
play, it would be difficult, but then they would have problems guarding him, you
Yes, they
know. Just
would.
well, Elijah Wan wouldn't because Elijah Wan could come out on that
Kareem
front.
would.
You know
But
what?
had
He's the
it.
best thing going now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
Yeah.
had Kareem played today, the game would have adjusted back to him, I think. He was
Oh,
just
for
too
sure.
good. He was
I
just
got you.
too good. So, Coop, I had a big weekend last weekend. I got to see your nemesis. Nemesises,
Oh, okay.
not
How was that,
sissies.
Nick? Tell us how it was because you were sent me a picture and you were like a giddy little schoolgirl, man, standing behind them guys. I bet it was fun.
It was. You know how you're gonna cry about the Hall of Fame? I could cry right now. It was a dream come true, Coop. I mean, seeing those four guys back together again, and you know, Larry and Max have had their run-ins over the years, so seeing them cozy up again.
Prize Picks is America's number one sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Now get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 in just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make a pick and submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Jason Tatum to dish out more than 5 assists and for his teammate Jaylen Brown to have more than 22 and a half points. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit matchup to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks.
So our company is the only company there to cover the event. There's no media. I couldn't believe it. There was
What
a
was the
thousand.
event, Nick? What was the event?
Larry has a brand partnership with Dick's House of Sport, which is their new, right? So he's going all around the country and opening these Dick's House of Sports. So it was a grand opening, but like it was playoff weekend in Boston and no one was there. It's the first time in 40 years, those guys, really in 30 years, those guys have the four of them have been together again. Larry never comes back. Dude, the city was buzzing. But anyway, you'll enjoy this. So I'm outside of the store doing something. I hear Gelso, Gelso. And I look and it's Cornbread. He's like, he's in the car. Get in the car. I get in the car. He drives right around the back of Dick's Parks and says, come on, we're going in. We go in right to the green room. Max, Coop, I'm walking up the stairs and I'm fine. I'm not even there. The door, I can still see the door swinging open and Larry's over in the corner over here. The sweat started to drip off my face because I was so nervous. Coop, I was soaked through my coat. I looked like I played you guys in the 80s, this fat Italian guy. Like I looked like Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel. I was drenched, right? Larry, when he's taking a picture with me, he goes, yo, boy, you gotta calm down. You're gonna have a heart attack. He gets a beverage napkin and puts it like this over my head because it was dripping, right? And I pretty much made myself into a fangirl. Max was furious at me. Max is still breaking my balls, Coop. Like, I got a call yesterday. Oh, Larry Bird. Oh. And I'm like, fuck you, man. You know, I don't care. Like, I just don't care. I had an opportunity to meet him when I was 14 years old and I chickened out. I chickened out. I was at the garden, it was set up, and I chickened out and I wasn't going to this time. So I did say to Mikhail, or actually when I saw Mikhail, because I know I've met him several times and I've texted back and forth with him. He brought you up, told me to, and they all did actually, brought you up and said congratulations because they know I'm your co-host, which really cracks up Celtics fans, you know. I get accused of being a Lakers fan here. You know what, though, Coop?
Well, you know what? You defend the Celtics real well. I'm going to give you
that. I do, but I got to tell you, I am. You cannot be an NBA traditionalist and not love the Celtics, the Lakers, the Sixers. You want those guys in the playoff. You want to meet them. So, yeah, Coop, it was a Hall of Fame weekend for you and a fangirl weekend for me.
You know what? Let's stay with the NBA for one more second before we transition to Caitlin Clark. I want to talk about her.
Yeah.
If the Lakers now, right now, if the Lakers and Celtics met for the 18th championship in the championship game this year, who would win?
Oh, the Celtics.
You have your fucking mind. They couldn't deal with the Lakers. The Lakers would kill the Celtics right now. It'd be a good series, but I see the Lakers beating them 4-2. They're too big. Porzingis can't handle AD. AD not scared of Porzingis. So that would be total. And LeBron, cool. And I do believe Tatum would X each other out. So now it depends on the other. Reeves, who...
This is a hesitant. Purple and gold take. You're going to get killed in the comments for this. Because there's no way... The Celtics have the best starting five in the NBA.
What are you talking about? I don't care. We're talking about going for a championship. The Lakers would kick the Celtics' ass. I really do believe that. They would whip their ass, man. It would be an interesting series. But I'm going to tell you, man, I see it Lakers 4-2. I really do. And well, it doesn't matter who has home court advantage. I think the Lakers can go to Boston and win.
Oh, dude, this is a hot take of all. Your team is down 0-3.
We're not talking about what's going on now. We're talking about
fantasy land. We're talking about fantasy land.
If the Lakers met the Celtics right now, we would be raising our 18th banner, and you guys would be sitting right below us.
Let me tell you, if that happened, I'd quit watching basketball. Because the Lakers would win. If the Celtics don't win the championship this year, my company's still going to cover them, but I'm done. Because they're no longer the Celtics.
I don't care about them anymore. I'm talking about the Lakers and the Celtics were to meet now for the championship. You can book our shit up, man. 18, we'd be raising 18. And you would be without an NBA team.
You know what I'm thinking, Coop? You're going to be out in New England in September. I'm going, by the way. I've already reserved my
ticket.
Oh, that's
the other thing, Nick. They moved it back. It's October 12th and the 13th now.
Oh, that's fine. That's my birthday. So that's cool.
Oh, well, see, they're thinking about you.
They're thinking about me. So anyway, October means we'll be in preseason. You're going to the Garden. I'm getting us tickets.
We're gonna
sit in cornbread seats, or you and Yvonne will sit in cornbread seats. They'll put you on the Jumbotron. You'll get booed. It'll be just like the old days.
You know what? Listen, we're tired of the NBA now. Okay, on to Caitlin Clark. This young lady, and I agree with you, Nick, has revitalized the WNBA. I don't think it was like dormant by any means, but I mean, she's a new face and she's the new happening. And the league, you know, when Magic and Bird came in, it was the same thing. Yep. Olajuwon came in. Well, she's compared to along those lines. And you know what? I always say the basketball gods do something spectacular. They always do with basketball and individuals. What better place than the Indiana Fever for this young lady to end up in? Coming from Iowa, that's kind of like a small version of Indiana, and her fans that she has. Now she's put in the mecca of basketball.
Yep.
And I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm going to be watching a lot of games this year. We're going to, you know, there's no question. And I think it's a good little injection for the NBA too, because it's a little comeuppance, a little bit, but also the way these girls play is very fundamental. Very intelligent basketball. They may not jump over the rim, but man, they could pass the ball. They could shoot. And maybe the players today may need to see a little bit of that. Like maybe they need to think about doing the All-Star game with WNBA versus NBA. Because those guys aren't going to want girls to kick their asses.
You mean as players?
Yeah.
No, that couldn't happen. But what I would like to see, other than the slam dunk, I think then you have a WNBA versus NBA in the skills challenge.
That would work.
That right there would be interesting because I think the women would give the guys a handful about that. Maybe probably beat them in the three-point contest. This Caitlin Clark, this girl can shoot the basketball.
She is good, man. But she could pass and shoot.
And you know what she's going to do? She's going to make NBA players come out to more WNBA games too because people want to see her and see how she plays. And this girl has depth. You know, Ice Cube even offered her $5 million to play in the big three.
Now, she turned it down?
Oh, she turned it down. Yeah, but yeah. I don't think she could be successful there because guys are a little bit quicker and they could get to her
stronger
shot.
Too. Yep.
Her thing for her is going up and down the floor. The big three is half court. It would be interesting to see if she could make it out there. She would live on that 4-point shot. And I think she would hit
God,
that consistently.
The range, range she has. And I mean, you coach Lisa Leslie. How would you be like pumped? I mean, it's a dumb question, but like, how would you coach Caitlin Clark? Would you be like ecstatic, and how would you utilize her?
Oh, very much so. Well, I think she's almost kind of like she's almost like a Bird Magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
she shoots as well as Larry, but she passes as great as Magic, and she makes others around her better. So you know what? My thing is this is. I would you play as a point guard or the shooting, the two or three? That's the thing. That's the dilemma that somebody's going to have coaching.
I almost don't think it matters, though, because it's so positionless now. I mean, I don't know if the WNBA is that way. Is it like the NBA in that case, like where it's kind of positionless?
Because women are a little bit shorter, you may have like a 5'10", a 5'11",
right.
And I mean, when I played, we had 5'4". I had Tamika Johnson was 5'4" out of LSU. That was my point guard. No way I was going to play her at the two. So that's what you have with the women. But you know what? She would be that big. Another comparison for her. How about John Stockton, Pete Maravich?
She's combined there's no with question. Those two. Yes, yes. She's score, like, yeah.
You know, and pass the basketball. Yeah, she's going to be a joy for the league. And I'm very, very excited and happy. And here, you know what? She's taking the WNBA into 40 years now. They're at the 28 mark, 29. She played 10 years in that league there and do the things that she's supposed to do. The league goes into its 40th season. I really believe that.
Why do you think that they were struggling to get to no, what year are they in now? The 20th? What year are they in now? The 30th?
They're in their 28th season.
28th season.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, and it's not getting stale now because before it was kind of like, okay, same old thing. No, this was a new breath of fresh air.
Now they're all going to get paid a little more money too.
Let's hope so, because the women do deserve it. If they want to keep these young ladies fresh and ready and competing, you got to give them more money because where they do, they make the bulk of their money going overseas during the off season. They go over there, Russia, China, Japan. They pay them women $1.3 million. They pay them a lot of money to go over there. Well, Lisa Leslie was one of the few. She went over once. But because she did so well as far as her personal appearances and things like that, she didn't have to go over. So what she did is she spent a lot of time during the offseason resting her body, then getting in shape, lifting weights, doing all that, and preparing for the WNBA season like guys get the opportunity to do. And that's why she was so dominant the way she was. But, you know, you have players like Lauren Jackson, the big Australian girl, who's trying to do both of them because she's trying to, you know, supplement her contract, I mean, her finances and get it together. And it just wears them out. So when they get over here, they, you know, they're a little wore out. So let's hope that she can change that for the women financially. And
endorsements,
the ladies can kind of like get themselves ready to play the WNBA season and play at a whole nother level.
Yeah, have you heard from Lisa since you got inducted or no?
Yes. Smooth called me. She texted me and let me know, and she said she's going to be there. And you know, it's just an outpouring of love with that. But enough of basketball, Nick. You're listening to Showtime with Coop, Insightful BS. Nick and I are going one-on-one, baby. And if this was a real out on the court, I'd be whooping Nick's ass. I'd be backing him down low. And I couldn't even score. They said I wouldn't score. I was a defensive player. So we know he wasn't going to score, but I would score on him on the one-on-one. So, Nick, to end the show up, we're going to do our little thing that you got, and we got to put
bench,
a name on it, Nick.
Bench, cut, start with Coop.
Bench, cut, start. Superstar. Okay, go ahead.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Now I got to just refine my first one. So we're gonna go, Dr. J, Joker, or Kevin Durant.
Bench, cut, or start. Ooh,
that's tough. I know what you're
Well, it's not tough for me. I'm starting the Joker.
All right.
I'm going to bench Durant, and I got to cut
you're
the
cutting doctor. The doctor. Isn't this the best? I love this.
I got to cut the doc. I'm sorry.
I'm going to cut the doctor. All right. How about I'm going to give you another one quick. Michael Jordan, Kareem. This is all legends now. Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or Wilt Chamberlain?
I'm starting Jordan. I'm benching the cap. And I'm cutting Wilt to steal. He don't have enough energy. All the women he slept with. I mean, Wilt don't have enough energy to play the game, man.
How about LeBron, Magic, or Larry?
Woo! Now that's a hard one.
I know it is.
We're gonna end the show on that one.
On that one, I know. That's it. I love this.
Get myself in trouble here.
In fucking trouble.
Bird,
Magic, or LeBron?
Or LeBron? Ooh. I gotta go with my boy. I'm starting Magic. I gotta start my boy because Magic's gonna make everybody better.
You gotta cut LeBron.
This is an unfair question, Nick, because I'm
it's not.
Old school. I'm old school. I gotta start Magic. I have to. I gotta bench Bird, and I gotta cut LeBron. I gotta go.
There's the headline. Mike Hall of Famer Michael Cooper cuts LeBron James.
Oh, that hurts though, Nick. That really hurts.
I know. It's unfair. It's not fair.
I almost cut Larry.
Can't cut Larry. I'll tell you why, Coop. You tell me. Larry was more clutch. Larry was a better rebounder. They cancel each other out in passing. And Larry was a better shooter by far and more clutch.
Yeah.
And a better free throw shooter. So, I mean, LeBron has more championships.
Yeah. But LeBron's a beast, man. LeBron is a beast in his
LeBron
own right, man.
To...
And listen, I would cut him. You know, when coaches have to release a player and stuff like that, I would be crying in my LeBron, I'm so sorry. LeBron, listen, I love you to death, but I got to cut you. These other two guys. Anyway.
LeBron would buy the team and then fire you.
Exactly.
As the GM.
Hey, there you have it. Edition of Showtime with Coop. Insightful BS. We win a one-on-one, Nick and I. And we're going to come back with another guest next week. Nick, it's been great, man. Great. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend and keep breathing in the Hall of Fame fumes, man. You are a Hall of fucking Famer.
Thank you, Nick.
Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
And I'm going to leave you with this thought. Lakers-Celtics. Lakers win that shit. 4-2, baby. That's it.
That's
the wrap.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
Later. See you, Coop.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.